Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, The Voice of the Veterans, for the Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we are proud to be broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed here on Mobile Bay. It is beautiful out there today, Tom. I mean, couldn't ask for better weather.
It is just unbelievable. I'm sitting out on the back deck a while ago, man. I'm just about ready to take a nap.
Well, the temperature's great. The sun's out there. Sit there and just kind of warm up.
It is awesome. And
get a belly full of good food and take a nap, huh?
There you go. Slight breeze blowing in across the bay, man. You know, and just get one of those toddies for your big body and go ahead on.
Anyway, we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, which is the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, I want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always call in to join the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Also, if you like to listen on demand, you can do that via podcast. Just check out most of the major podcasting sites. Search Scuttlebutt or SBN, and you'll be able to find us there. And Tom's Tirade is up via podcast at castbox.net. And we got a lot of information to cover, so if we can't get to everything, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. for more information. And just an update on our regular programming, we're not going to be broadcasting again tonight at 8, which is our normal airtime. We are being preempted because Auburn basketball is on. They're going to be taking on Vanderbilt, and 106.5 is going to air that broadcast live starting at, I think, 7 p.m. So this is our broadcast for this week, and we appreciate you being here with us. Later on SBN, we will talk with Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He'll get us up to speed on everything they offer for our military veterans and their families. We'll also talk with Mr. Garrett Williamson from Wounded Warriors in Action. He'll give us the specs on his group and how they can support our veterans, and of course what you can do to support them as well. And of course, Tom's Tirade on America First. It's a good one you don't want to miss. But hey, first, Happy New Year to everybody. Tom, this is our first broadcast of 2020.
And it is awesome to make it to 2020. I sweated the other ones before this.
Well,
But last year wasn't a good year for me, so I'm just, as my grandson said, let's just slap it in the face and move on and try to get down and do it. Have a better year this year.
Well, you know, it's 2020. It's hard to believe. 2019, it seemed like it went by.
Oh, man, I can remember being in the Marine Corps and talking about 5'6 and 5'7 and, 5'8. No, listen, here we are, 2020, and I'm going like, ooh, you made it, baby.
it's great to be on the air. This is going into our, 11th year, coming up in just next month.
Right.
That'll be another anniversary.
We're going to get on regular.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure this one out eventually. Yeah. We'll figure out how to do it. With all of that being said, I know everybody out there probably had lots of good food and hopefully they had great holidays. One of the things to remember is that our military and our service members are still, they're deployed all over the world, obviously. If you look at the ongoing or the tensions with the mullahs in Iran and all the issues going on in Iraq, you had the embassy attack on New Year's Eve, which then turned into the retaliatory, if you want to call it, targeting the killing of General Soleimani, and of course that immediately not that attack, but really the attack on the embassy prompted us to deploy our quick reaction force.
Well, sometimes we think, that's not bothering us. Our people are not involved and all. But, the drone outfit that set that drone in to kill that general, one of the staff sergeants in that group is a lady Marine of one of our Marines here in the Mobile area. So I had a chance to meet her, 6-8 months ago before she was deployed. But, it's just unbelievable. But we have relatives, in this fight, and we can't forget that.
Well, and as you mentioned, some of this is they're saying, this was a drone attack. And obviously you're thinking, drone attack, that means they're sitting in a bunker somewhere in New Mexico or Arizona or wherever that might be. But we still have to remember that we do have troops deployed. We have troops deployed in Afghanistan.
Right.
Still have troops deployed in Iraq. I mean, obviously they're taking
Syria and Kuwait.
They're there in different capacities than obviously they were when it was a quote unquote, I guess you could say, hot war. It's a much more strategic defensive posture, but. Think about, and I was listening to, I've been listening to some of the radio and the talking heads, but you had folks, their sons, their daughters, their, people that they knew, when the call came in the aftermath of the embassy attack, Tom, they were calling mom and dad and saying, hey, look, I'm out of here. Those are the ones where you've got X amount of time to get your go bag, get your stuff, and make sure that you report to where you need to, because you're going to be on whatever the transport is that they're going to take you over, that you're headed over there.
Right. And, a lot of these orders that they had were changed within a matter of minutes. The new orders came down. No, you're not going there. You're going here,
Well,
and we've been there. You both of us have,
And you have to be prepared for that.
Right.
And when you start talking with the families, especially not necessarily the moms and dads, but the wives, the spouses and the kids, it is, honey, you got to get home because I've got to get out of here, and you got to make sure you're back here with the kids because I got to report. And hours later, you find out, I'm headed to wherever. I can't really tell you, but they're on a plane and they're headed over there. And of course, then we backed that up, and we sent the remainder of the 82nd Airborne, which is sort of a quick reaction force, if you want to think of it in those terms. I think one of the things to really look at is you had this hue and cry immediately after the embassy attack. And you had folks that were saying, well, you know, this is Trump's Benghazi, which it wasn't. You know, they didn't overrun the embassy. They didn't kill an ambassador.
Right.
And
right.
We actually responded.
We responded where we didn't in the previous instance.
Of course. And then we backed that up because we continue to send troops, not necessarily drop them into Iraq. They're going into Kuwait. They're there just as a deterrent
right.
at this point. And I think if you look at the overall response that we've had, Iraq basically threw some missiles into the sand, at least from what we've heard, there were no casualties.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were prepared for that.
They
knew that was coming.
Right. And so I think ultimately, we as Americans have to be able to stand together and
Amen.
Unified
Amen.
At this point.
Yes.
And of course, I know our military and veterans are. Hey, we're broadcasting live from Ed Seafood Shed here on Mobile Bay. It is the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We want to thank Pete and Nick for having us and all the good folks here at Ed's. On the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. We'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, check us out on Facebook. We got a lot of good information that we can post there. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. It's @Cal_SBN. And we are broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed on Mobile Bay. It's just beautiful out here, and we've had some great grub here, courtesy of the great folks at Ed's. And it's always great to talk with Mr. Nick DeMario from Ed's. Nick, how are things going?
Good, 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 man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, well, hey, thanks for having us here.
Hey, Nick.
Man, we always get Tom out there. Hey, we appreciate him just showing up and gracing us with his presence.
Well, you know, he is 95% of the Scuttlebutt Network.
Yeah, we just found out today from Sean Sullivan that I was 95% of the Scuttlebutt Network show, and Cal was only 5. So,
you know,
okay. I guess we got to split the money different.
It's kind of like me and Pete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cal is kind of a prima donna like Pete. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm the good looks. Yeah. Tom's the good looks. I'm just the reins behind the outfit.
No, I've got the radio face. No, but you understand the new menu is working well, Nick, and as well as the new hot fish is going on, man. A lot of people are really talking about that.
Man, we're super excited about the new menu. It's a morph of all the oldies and goldies that all the folks have been coming to Ed's for close to 20 years and just kind of incorporated a little bit of new flavors with the Causeway Hot Fish, which is our version of a Nashville hot. We even have a Nashville hot chicken, and I was looking at the numbers last week, man, and it's crazy the amount of stuff that we're actually selling on the new stuff, the fish tacos, the house-made grits, and even the dessert. We've got some blackberry cobbler and Bama White barbecue and just kind of different twist on some new flavors with fish.
Well, the Rise and Shine breakfasts on Saturday and Sunday morning has really become an outstanding event as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a really good twist on, you know, real Southern breakfast. You know, it's not brunch. It's 8 to 11, and, you know, we've got the gumbo broth over top of grits with an egg, and we've got the beignets mm-hmm. and waffles, and it's a really fun time, and we've got a lot of cool stuff coming in the spring. We've got the oyster bar we're going to roll out and draft beer, and even a little bit of the Bud Bugs and crawfish.
Well, I've got to get off the air now, Cal. I've got to go get something to eat.
After all that talking, we got to go get something to eat.
Yeah, I got to go get something to eat.
What's new then?
Yeah, what's new?
What, him not talking?
No, eating.
If he ain't talking, he's eating.
There you go. Hey, you know what? Hey, that's live, man. What else could be better?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Well, hey, Nick, well, again, we want to certainly appreciate you having us out here, and thank you for all the great food and all the support that you and Pete do for our military and veterans, and we look forward to having you on again soon.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure to have y'all. Thanks for all that you do.
Thank you, Nick. We appreciate you, brother.
Outstanding.
Bye-bye.
That's Nick DeMario from Ed's Seafood Shed, and if you are hungry, this is the place to come out and get some great grub. Some great classic southern seafood with just a little bit of a modern touch to it.
Good the stuff. Gumbo is awesome, too.
Yeah, it is outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding. But we also, it's a pleasure to be joined by Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Hey, Bill, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Cal. Happy New Year to you all. Hope your holidays were as blessed as mine.
Well, you know, they were. You know, I read something that said if you want to try not to gain as much weight during the holidays, you drink coffee.
Oh, really?
But I don't think you're supposed to put anything in the coffee.
I'm messing that up.
Yeah, I missed that.
I didn't hear about that. I mean, well, you know, because I'm not going to drink my coffee without something.
See, I'm not old enough to drink coffee.
Okay, now when we get through with the line, we can start talking about what's really going on here. On all sides of the fence here, I guess you could say. Yeah. But I tell you, Bill, that you know that the Serenity Funeral Home and Serenity Memorial Gardens and Lawn Haven Memorial Gardens, you guys have just always gone the extra mile for veterans. What are some of the current things that you're seeing that you're able to do to help these veterans' families?
Well, there's several things, Tom. We, you know, we have our own cemetery,
right.
Two cemeteries, actually.
Right.
And we have a section called the Wall of Honor. And in that section there is specifically for veterans and their spouses. We do not charge anything for the grave spaces.
Well, see, like, a lot of people didn't know that, and they still don't know that to this day. You know, they think that the only place that a veteran can be buried would be in Arlington South, which is over in Spanish Fort area.
Right. That's just our way of giving back to our great men and women who have served our country. Now, the state does require a minimum. It's a $180 perpetual care fee that has to be sent in to the state. But that's the only charge.
Is that a one-time charge?
Okay. And that takes care of it. And but again, we just feel that's just the right thing to do to give back to our veterans and their families.
Well, that's awesome. Now, in that regard, now the veteran is going to receive the plot or area there. And what about the wife?
The wife also receives the same grave space free of charge.
Oh, it's free of charge.
It is. The spouse is as well in that section. Now, we have other sections throughout our cemetery. It's say if a veteran wants to have a section for he and his family, we still do not charge for that veteran.
Okay.
So the veteran's space in the other sections are still free.
Okay. Well, I wasn't aware that it was actually handled in that manner.
Yes. And so, you know, and among other things, we have certain packages, funeral packages, cremation packages for our veterans that have a tremendous discount involved with that. And again, it's just our way of giving back.
That's awesome. That is really unbelievable. Well, now, what about if a family chooses cremation rather than a traditional burial? How does that go? What's the options on that?
Well, with cremation, you have several options. You can have a traditional service like you would see, like we've maybe grown up seeing traditional services. The only difference is, and rather than going to a cemetery when everything is completed, cremation takes place.
Right.
Other options would be having cremation and having a memorial service.
Oh, okay. Now, I didn't write it. Well, okay.
And so
y'all still have that in your facilities
in
the big room?
We do. We sure do. And also we can also facilitate that if they want to have it at the church. The advantage of that type of service is that you can have the service anytime you wish. Traditionally, mm-hmm. when you have a traditional service and then have an earth burial, typically you'll see the service take place within a few days or
right.
within a week of death. With the cremation and having a memorial service, you can have that virtually at any time. So if you have a loved one that's not maybe coming into town for another 2 or 3 weeks,
okay.
you can postpone that. It's no problem.
Well, now, can we do the same thing with a veteran's burial? I mean, we can still have the flag and all that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. If they elect to have a cremation service, we can still have a military honor ceremony where they'll have the flag present. We can even we'll contact the military to have a military honor ceremony, whether it be a two-man team to simply fold and present the flag and play taps, or if it's a veteran that is a retiree that's entitled to a full military honors, where we have playing of the taps, having firing of the volleys, and folding and presenting of the flag.
That's awesome. I wasn't aware that you could still follow through with all of those, you know, that ritual that we have available there. Mm-hmm. Well, what about some ways for our people to get in touch with you and the services or the phone numbers and all there?
They can contact us anytime at 251-653-4781. Or visit our website, SerenityFuneralHome.com.
Okay. You guys on Facebook or any of that stuff?
We are Facebook, Serenity Funeral Home.
Serenity Funeral Home. That's simple.
Yes.
Bill, I know you've got some more other topics that you wanted to cover. Can we hold you over to the next break?
Sure, sure. Be happy to.
And again, we're talking about veteran services, services you offer for veterans. But obviously, that service member or that veteran is at one point a service member. So you obviously, I would think you'd be able to help those service members, even if they have not gotten out of the military. You could offer those services to them as well.
Yes, yes. And what we typically do is find out from the family if they would like us to contact that branch of service, that they, whether it's Army, Navy, Marine, Air Force, or if applicable, we can certainly contact some of our volunteer groups, American Legion, VFW, that sort of
outstanding. Well,
club.
We are talking with Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. We will have more with him and the services that they offer on the other side of the break when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton, and we're broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed here on beautiful Mobile Bay. We want to thank Pete, Nick, and Ed's crew for having us here and for the great chow, and we're glad that you have joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
Yes. Well, if I get back to my right place here, then I would be able to do that, wouldn't I? So if you got it, go ahead.
Well, yeah, we want to thank the folks that helped make the show possible, including the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimmerly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline. And we were talking with Bill from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And Bill, prior to the break, we were talking a little bit about the different services that you offer. Do you ever have families that come in and just don't know what type of service they would want for their loved one?
We do. So many times there's maybe a tragic accident. People just caught totally off guard and really don't know what type of service their loved one may have wanted or what the family want. And so part of our job is for us to help them explore their options. And what our staff does is display the various options that they have available to them, and we help them decide on what would be best for them, whether it be their financial needs, their customs, their religious preferences. So we're here and to help them, and we're open to any suggestions that the family may have, and we can help guide them in that direction.
And obviously, pre-planning would help.
That helps tremendously, yes. And that's something that we encourage everyone to do. That's a subject people don't want to talk about. A lot of people feel like, oh, if I talk about this, then it's going to happen.
Right.
Well, I've got news for you. It's going to happen.
Right.
None of us are going to get out of this thing alive.
Nope.
And for those of us that are Christians, there's no downside for there anyway. However,
Tom just keeps putting it off.
I dial it back. I have pre-planned.
Yeah.
I know eventually I got
Well,
to
he
go.
Eventually was going to have the spot number one in Arlington, but he outlasted.
I gave that up. I gave that up. Robert E. Lee got that.
Well, Bill, when it comes to a military funeral, the flag is probably one of the most important pieces to that. And how? What are some of the ways that the flag can be displayed?
Well, if you're having a casket service, a traditional service with casket, the flag can be draped over the end of the casket when the casket is open for viewing. When the casket's closed, it can be fully draped. And then at the end of the committal service, we can fold and present the flag, whether it be us handling that or whether it be the military. If it is, a cremation service, the flag is generally folded in the traditional triangle and placed on a pedestal. Now, for some families, they want to have the flag and their casket and have casket flowers. In that case, we will fold the flag and have it in the traditional triangle and place it on a pedestal near the head of the casket. You never put anything on top of the American flag, so you would not have the flag draped and then put flowers on top of that.
Right, right.
Now, can family members receive more than one flag?
Generally, no. It's generally just one flag per veteran. However, I've seen in certain circumstances, such as when you have a service member killed in action. Maybe the parents of that person is divorced. So the military will make accommodations to have an extra flag. I recall years ago I had the great honor of escorting a five-tour Vietnam veteran to Arlington myself. And when I spoke with my congressman about that, he had three flags flown over the Capitol and had a representative meet us at Arlington to provide a flag for the children as well as the spouse.
Awesome. I had no idea that could occur or was possible.
Well, I mean, as you said, there are some exceptions to it, and different people can come into play when it comes to assisting those families. If a family doesn't want a military honor ceremony, can they still have a flag presented?
Oh, absolutely. I have personally folded and presented hundreds upon hundreds. In fact, just this past week, my 100-year-old uncle passed away.
Good gracious.
In Gadsden, Alabama. Was a veteran. And I had the privilege of personally folding and presenting the flag to his son. Mm-hmm. And I've done that with many families over the years that maybe did not want to go through the emotional toll on what many families have when they see a military honor ceremony with the military. And so they still want the flag, they still want the presentation. So we're able to do that for them.
Outstanding. Well, Bill, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you
for
everything that you do for our veterans and our service members and their families out at Serenity. And again, where can folks go to contact you?
251-653-4781 or visit our website at serenityfuneralhome.com.
Outstanding. Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Thank you again for all you do and your ongoing service to our veterans.
Well, thank you for having me. And the food was delicious.
Of course.
Always.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But, Tom, it's just one of those things we try to work with with the businesses out there that do support our veterans and our military.
Yes.
And that's just a fine example of one of those businesses that are out there that takes care
sure.
of our veterans. And they do so not necessarily saying, hey, we're going to make money. Obviously, there is the business side of it, but they're trying to do
right.
the right thing.
But it does take money to make all that happen, too.
It right? absolutely does.
Yeah.
But we're honored to be speaking with Garrett Williamson with the Wounded Warriors in Action. Garrett, hey, welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Thank you guys for having me. I sure appreciate being on. Thank y'all for what you do, guys, too.
Later on, you can make Sean do some push-ups. But good luck with that. Anyway, we got a couple of minutes. Tell us a little bit about Wounded Warriors in Action.
I appreciate it. This is an organization near dear to my heart. We've been involved with for 10 years. Yeah. Personal Edge Fitness has been involved with WWIA.
Awesome.
And they are an organization that puts on outdoor, they heal the hearts and minds of our Purple Heart recipients via outdoor sporting activities. They actually put on hunting and fishing trips for these guys from different parts of the country. And not only do they have the time to actually be in the events, either hunting or fishing, excuse me, but time to get together with other Purple Heart recipients, kind of share some of the experiences. It almost becomes like a therapy session. It's pretty amazing.
And that's done here in the local area, or is
actually it's done. It's a nationwide organization, and it's founded out of Florida, I believe. But what's interesting about it is they put on these events. They'll put on an event that the one that we support. We do a workout that actually raises money for a whitetail hunting event that takes place just north of here. It's based out of a family, the Russell family in Mobile, puts it on. But they bring guys from across the country to be involved in this. So somebody that would never have an opportunity to do something like this gets a chance to leave, you know, Wisconsin and come down here and be involved in the whitetail deer hunt with some guys from different generations, different wars, if you will, and spend the weekend. And all of it, all expenses are paid and covered by WWIA, which is what our workout that we're having a week from this Thursday at our location in Mobile raises money for this event. And we started this 10 years ago, and because of us raising money for their event, they were able to add a fishing trip out of Dauphin Island and help out some other guys, invite some other guys to come down for it. So it's been a labor of love for us.
And you say this has been going on for, you've been involved for 10 years?
We've been putting on what we call the workout for Wounded Warriors in Action. We've been putting on that workout now, and this is our 10th year to do that. And so the way it works is we actually started a group training class one Christmas Eve, just for the heck of it. Got a bunch of guys together, decided to make it a fundraiser. One of our clients was putting on this event, so we thought, you know, this is what we raised for. Great organization, and we've been so glad to be involved.
Outstanding. Well, hey, Garrett, can you hold on? We've got Tom's tirade and the break coming up. Can you talk with us a little bit afterwards?
Love to. Thank you.
Sounds great. We're talking with Garrett Williamson from Wounded Warriors in Action. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on America First, and then we'll talk a little bit more with Garrett, broadcasting live here from Ed's Seafood Shed on Mobile Bay. We've got all that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Just coming back to the real world after a couple of weeks of overindulgence on college football, family visits, and your Aunt Susie's Christmas casserole, it may come as a surprise that the bad guys in the world didn't take a damn long vacation. Specifically, on December the 31st, a group of Iranian-backed militia members attempted to overrun the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. Despite Democrat claims that the attack would go down as Trump's Benghazi, the president took swift action to avoid a tragedy similar to that which unfolded at our consulate in Libya, sending additional troops to the area immediately and then bolstering our forces in the theater with the deployment of our immediate response force of 3,500 troops from Fort Bragg to Kuwait amid rising tensions in the region. Although the movement of troops to the area began early last week, the additional troop deployments reflect concerns about potential Iranian retaliatory action in the volatile aftermath of Friday's drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds Force, who has been blamed for attacks on U.S. troops and American allies going back decades. Much is being made of the attack on the general, with the same Democrats and Trump haters that excused Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's failure in Benghazi, accusing the president of something close to cowboy diplomacy. The usual Democrat communist American haters were quick to come out of the woodwork to comment on the action, including the loser, Colin Kaepernick, who in a tweet on Saturday described the hit on the Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad as part of a pattern of, quote, American terrorist attacks against black and brown people for the expansion of American imperialism. Not to be outdone, the Mensa barmaid AOC attacked the president on Twitter, claiming that the president was a, quote, monster, because he had threatened to target and kill civilians, although she failed to verify where such claims were made. The comments by Kaepernick and AOC were ridiculous enough to spark a response from Senator Lindsey Graham, who called Colin Kaepernick a racist after the former NFL quarterback criticized Americans' airstrike of assassination of Iran's top commander. He's a loser on and off the field, Graham said of Kaepernick in an interview on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News. It's un-American. He's a racist, and if you're looking for racism in America, Mr. Kaepernick, look in the mirror. Kaepernick should have plenty of time to search for racism since he remains unemployed as a quarterback. Let me be clear on this. I have no desire for the U.S. to become engaged in another worthless war in the Middle East, especially over the likes of the mullahs in Iran. However, Soleimani was no saint and was not in Baghdad on any type of mercy mission. In fact, it is reported that the general was meeting with the leader of the militia that had just attacked our embassy when the whole group was dispatched to meet their 72 virgins at the order of President Trump. So the terrorist apologists on the left might want to temper their criticism of the president for his decisive actions to rid the world of a cold-blooded killer. Moreover, those on the left might want to take into account that Soleimani is credited for killing and maiming hundreds of U.S. and coalition troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Soleimani's legacy in Iraq is one of death and destruction, where sophisticated weapons and tactics he oversaw menaced U.S. troops for years, leaving a trail of dead and wounded service members. Many of them were a result of an explosively formed penetrator, or EFP, a weapon of Iranian engineering that was used across battlefields whenever Iranian-backed Shiite militants and fighters gathered, such as Kirkuk in Baghdad's Sadr City. The weapons, compact but potent, are deployed against armored vehicles in a way similar to traditional IEDs, but are much deadlier and more effective. But they are also more complex and difficult to produce. Shaped like a coffee can, but a little smaller, with a slightly concave end, the device is packed with plastic explosives that turn a copper plate into molten slugs that barrel through several inches of armor, sending elongated shards tumbling through the bodies and vehicles and producing entry and exit wounds similar to gunshots. EFPs killed at least 196 U.S. troops and wounded nearly 900 between 2005 and 2011, defense officials revealed in 2015, and a high number of amputations throughout the war were the direct result of the weapons. Soleimani's Quds Force provided EFP training and logistics to militants in Iraq, along with far-reaching supply routes and factories inside of the country where knowledge and tips on their construction field CD-ROMs circulated among bomb makers. So instead of mourning his death and attacking President Trump for his actions, those on the left who took the streets to protest might want to save their indignation for the mullahs who continue to terrorize the good people of Iran. Maybe they could put aside their hatred for this president long enough to realize that Trump's actions made America and the world a safer place for freedom-loving people, that he is not going to pander to the dictators in Iran or dump truckloads of money on the tarmac for them to continue to finance their reign of terror throughout the world. I guess they will have to get off their butt hurt derangement over consistently losing to the president before they can realize that he continues to put America first. And if that means we have to empty the arsenal of hellfires to send those murderers to their virgins, then I hope they never have a day of rest as they constantly look over their shoulders. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans, for the Veterans, on 106.5 FM, streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton, Cal Walters, a couple of Marines, with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And we are talking with Garrett Williamson. He is with Personal Edge Fitness, but he's working with the Wounded Warriors in Action program, and you're doing fundraising for them. So you've got a big fundraising event that's coming up.
Exactly, yes. This is a workout that we put on. It's a circuit-style workout. It's 30 to 45 minutes. And the great thing about it is that all our trainers can gear any exercise for any ability. So they're completely scalable. You really go at your own pace. You make it as hard as you want. Make it as easy as you want. I mean, our average, 35% of our clientele is over the age of 65. And we have a lot of those people that are involved in it. we have some college students from South Alabama that come out and take part in it. So anybody can do it. But there's several different ways to be involved. We still have got a few corporate sponsorships that are available. And they name on a T-shirt. I'm wearing one right now. I think it's a fantastic long sleeve dry fit shirt. And then, of course, you can take part in the workout. We've even got an option. If you want to donate something, get a T-shirt, sit at home. We've got a great option for that, too.
Oh, so, I like that idea.
You got to say, we have a lot of people dive at that one.
Oh,
you know,
I don't like to sweat, man. I'm allergic to that stuff.
I understand what you mean. So, but anyway, we even have that option. If you're interested in being involved, you can go to our Facebook page. You can find it on our website, but it's easier to go to our Facebook page. And we have a link there. You can click through, and you can sign up for any and all of that. So awesome. We'd love to have it. It's open to the public. We'd love to have anybody and everybody involved. And it's just one way that we get to give back to those who gave so much.
Don't worry, I won't be in the workout.
Outstanding. And the Facebook is Personal Edge?
Personal Edge Fitness. It sure is. Personal Edge Fitness in Mobile. Just to clarify, the event takes place at our Mobile location, not our Eastern Shore location.
So. Outstanding. Well, Garrett, we appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you so much for working for our Wounded Warriors.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate, again, what you guys do.
Outstanding. Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, go to their Facebook page, and you can help out with their Wounded Warrior fundraising. But coming up to the close of the show, just again a reminder, we're not on air tonight. Auburn basketball will be on next week. Right. We get bumped again. I think Auburn's playing Alabama.
The round ball deal, man. We're getting the round ball deal.
There you go. And anyway, so next week we're going to be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. We're going to have the General Janet Cobb. She'll be with us. I think we're going to have some folks from Lifelines Counseling.
Right,
so
we
again,
will. Yes.
Another information-packed hour. And, of course, you know, we'll be following up Sean Sullivan and Midday Mobile.
Sure.
And, of course, you'll be there first as 95% of the Scuttlebutt Network.
Oh, don't you know?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking, can we sponsor Sean in that event, and he has to go work out?
Right, yeah. That's what we'll do. We'll sponsor Sean, and then we will make sure that he goes and works out.
Yeah.
Somebody say sponsorship?
Yeah. Oh, you're in?
Anyway.
Sponsorship, I'm in.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we want to thank you for joining us. Hey, remember, God bless America. Hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!